Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games right here.
Triple M rocks the NRL.
To our mates at King G, welcome to the Triple M Saturday Scrum.
Great to be with you. Finals week two. Tony Squires, Mark Guy, Ryan Girdler, Brent Reed. Lovely to have your company. Just looking at that Tyre Power scoreboard last night. Manly 42 ended the season of the Roosters 6 points. The Roosters, of course, had been running largely on a broken drumstick and about seven feathers of late. But Manly got the job done. We'll dig into that deeper. We'll dig certainly into Desi Hasler's haircut.
Or lack of.
I'm not sure what's going on there.
I'm not either.
You know how Boris Johnson, apparently, before he would go out to the British Prime Minister to meet the cameras just backstage, he would just give his hair a little ruffle so he looked dishevelled because he thought that's what the people liked.
Yeah.
I think Desi's doing a bit of that. They're kind of something about Mary over both ears.
You're probably out of Back to the Future, the professor in Back to the Future.
Yes.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, phenomenal. Well, he certainly was on top of what Manly did, 42-6. As I said, they will now play South Sydney on Friday night, Suncorp Stadium. This evening's game, Penrith taking on Parramatta, huge game of rugby league. Melbourne awaits the winner of that game, 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, also at Suncorp Stadium. Gentlemen, how are we? How have you seen the week? Reed, you noticed that you've been out tippy-tapping on the typewriter already. You've got a story to file.
I've got something I've got to get done, Tone. Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, yeah.
Well, don't worry about us, obviously. You can bring it in here.
Sorry. Just join in when you feel free.
Yeah, okay, that's great. Yeah. No, it's been a good week. I went for a walk with the family this morning up around Manly.
Did you? Up near the dam?
Up at what's it called? North Head.
North Head?
North Head. Okay. You finally got the kids out the house.
Okay, is that
fine? It's only taken about 6 weeks.
So this is what I don't understand. Are you allowed to drive more than 5 kilometres in your own LGA, yeah?
No, that's it's only 3 k's from where I live.
What is?
Manly. North
is
Head.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, the North Head is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only 3 k's. That's well within the area,
I think about it. You can stay within your, as long as you're within your LGA, you're okay.
You can go as far as you like.
I think that's good. Well, there's not too many LGAs that are going for 40 or 50 k's, aren't there?
Did you want to know whether it was a good week from a footy perspective or my week from a footy perspective or family perspective?
Yeah, I have zero interest in you personally.
Oh, Manly were good last night, weren't they? I think it was expected, though, wasn't it? I don't think any of us were surprised that they put the cleaners through the Roosters, given what the Roosters have been through this year, but... Big challenge for them now is to aim up in a prelim.
Yeah. MG, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought when Verrills lost his challenge at the judiciary and then Tucky Ahau was out, even last night before the game, myself and Sterlo kind of thought that this could be a close game because you don't know what to expect from this ravaged Roosters team, but after 17 minutes, the game was over, 18-0. Tommy Turbo sent his intentions to the world of rugby league last night when he said, okay, last week was a bit of a hiccup, tonight won't be, and he was involved in everything. DC was great. I thought their big fellas up front, Kepi, gave him a real good base early on. Croker being back was enormous, and off the bench, oh my God, Dylan Walker, he's gone next. He's found his feet as a number 14 coming in the middle, and I thought Jake Trbojevic was excellent as well, but comprehensive.
It was funny watching that game. I think Dylan Walker made a break or something. And I can't remember who it was in commentary. They said, oh, the old man, there's still some life in the old man. He's 26, Dylan Walker.
Yeah, he's just been around for a long time,
hasn't he?
It feels
like he's been around forever.
Yeah, he does.
He's 26 years old.
Yeah.
26.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've had 2 weeks of finals. If you've missed anything, here's just a little catch-up.
On the Pappenhausen, stepping, weaving. For the seventh straight season, this Melbourne Storm team is into the preliminary final.
Fogarty gets the ball away to Herman. Herman, he looks for he's thrown it over the sideline.
Just shattered. It was there to be won. We could have been sitting here so happy, but we're not.
And Tony Walker goes over right beside the post. South 16.
Wow.
Penrith 10.
Moses, another run at the line, and he's through. He's into the backfield. Get Park.
We built our game and then we got the rewards at the back end of the half, and that's what we need to do, and then be prepared to play for the full 40 minutes of each half.
The Eels march on and Penrith awaits.
Foran
then gets it away to Turbo Tommy, and Tommy Trbojevic goes over. Another try to the great Turbo Man.
Too good.
I've just been impressed with the way the Roosters have just sort of showed up for each other the whole time. So I thought they were very brave tonight. And we played with good physicality. We're going to need that against the South side next week.
Well, that's the ball game. Full time, Manly 42, Roosters 6.
That's the overwhelming feeling. Disappointment tonight, but absolute honour in the way that they've worn the jersey this year.
Yeah, we'll hear in more detail from both coaches out of last night's game very shortly. We'll also have a chat with our Manly captain, Daly Cherry Evans. Jai Arrow also joins us. MG, just to put it in the back of your mind, we're going to have a little look at the story that says Penrith is the sexiest suburb in the country. The sexiest suburb.
Too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy, it hurts.
Certainly. Hey, Nath, how long does this song go for precisely? 3 minutes? That's 3 minutes of typing ready for your story beginning now.
Now.
Triple M's Saturday Scrum for King G. Pushing the limits in comfort, technology and design.
We also loved just have a bit of a yammer about what's gone on the footy field. And last night it was Manly progressing after beating the Roosters 42 points to 6, according to that tyre power scoreboard. And as you mentioned, it was a great performance and not, I guess, a major surprise that Tom Trbojevic, after the week before where he was held to very few stats by Melbourne Storm, suddenly came back out again and absolutely nailed it, along with his brother Jake. It was probably one of the best games Jake's had, certainly, in this season. I thought he was terrific. MG, what did you make of that performance?
Stella. Yeah, I think all week we tried to get hold of someone from Manly to have a chat with on the rush hour, and they weren't forthcoming. So I thought that this is batting down the hatches type of attitude from Desi Hasler, and it was the way that they came out and play, the way that they were very subdued after they won the game. Both Trbojevic brothers were, you know, putting their hands, lowering their hands, saying, come on, boys, we haven't won anything yet. And that was even more further enhanced by the way that Desi spoke in the press conference. These guys know they were embarrassed last week by Melbourne, and they played last night that they wanted redemption, and they're a very dangerous team at the moment. I think that when all cylinders are firing, they've got strike power all across the field, and their defence last night was awesome. Mind you, the Roosters didn't offer much as in attack in that early part of the first half. They made a lot of blunders. It was kind of like Manly played against Melbourne the week before, exact type of, it was a mirror image. But I thought Manly last night were awesome. I think South and Manly is going to be an epic game next Friday.
All right, you mentioned the coach. Why wouldn't we just have a little listen to, because it was an interesting performance in the post-game.
Vintage days it was.
It was. Vintage. As I said, he walked in with the hair shaped, a couple of horns over the ears. It was. You couldn't hear anybody. Let's have a listen to Des Hasler in action.
Tommy Turbo and Cherry Evans.
Can't hear you, mate.
Tommy Turbo and Cherry Evans really stuck out tonight. What did you make of their performance?
Oh, it's simple things tonight. I think we just held on to the ball. We completed well. We built pressure. We played with a good physical. We're going to need that against the South side next week. So
just on Dylan Walker's performance as well, obviously he's still off contract. You know, do you see him in the future for the plans of Manly, especially after tonight's game?
Yeah, we're in negotiations,
game?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about his progression from, you know, he was an outside back for so long, now the fact that he's moved into that middle role and coming off the bench?
Yeah, no, he's really adapted really well. He's just a real footballer, Dylan, you know.
Is that the role you see him playing for the side in the future?
He's been playing it for about the last 6-7 weeks.
Yeah, moving forward, that is, if he does stay.
Well, if he'll be playing for the last 6-7 weeks, he'll be playing it moving forward.
That's your first win of the season against that's your first win of the season against a top five side. How important is it? I mean, you're in finals now, but I mean, just
yeah,
getting
I think that question is a little bit, not to say naive, but we're playing semi-finals. It doesn't matter, you know, whether they're bottom five, top five, middle five. It was sudden death tonight, and we had to win. And I thought our forward set a really good platform going forward. We're going to need that if we're to get anywhere near South. Thank you very much. Thanks.
When you look back to round one,
yeah,
the beating from the Roosters you got then, you look to tonight beating them and now in a preliminary final. What's impressed you most about your side's progression to that time?
Round one was about 6 or 7, 8 months ago. Does it really matter?
Yeah, I started slow, but the journey's just really picked up momentum.
You couldn't have said it a better way. Thank you, Jim.
Hassler, ladies
and gentlemen. I wish I had a dollar every time Des walked into a press conference and went, sorry, I can't hear you, can you speak up? Yeah. He does it nearly every press conference. If you're asking the first question, you've got to yell it at him.
Yeah.
Because
does
he'll
he have
pull it
a hearing problem? Do we know?
No, it's Des's way of putting you in place and
he's
saying
got hair over the ears and in the ears.
This is my domain, baby. You're in my house now. Honestly, he does it all the time.
So when the question was asked about how well Tommy and Jake, the Trbojevic brothers, played, and he said, yeah, we contested really well. Does that mean he didn't actually hear the question and he just was answering whatever?
He's just
diffusing
he's
everything.
Just, he's just...
My hands and palms, my feet and palms are sweaty. Imagine being a reporter in there. Yes. You'd be going, oh, I don't want to ask him a question. You're asking one. And then that poor girl says, do you want to play him? Well, he's been playing there 5-6 weeks. So, That's the alpha male, isn't it, Gerds? It's the way of him kind of, as Rudy said, just saying, okay, I'm in here, I'm in control, and every coach does something similar, but him and Wade Bennett do it the best.
Yeah. Yeah, look, they had some really good performances last night by some individuals, Tone, but I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the whole Manly path. I'm not into it at all. I just think they're flat track.
Don't bump into him at the Girdler's Grind.
Manly. Oh, Des won't spend anyway, so he doesn't. So I'm not losing a customer.
Can you just back up, Sparky? The words you used were flat track bullies.
Yeah, look, there was a relevant question there. They haven't beaten anyone in that top echelon of teams so far this year. Now they've played Penrith on a couple of times and got beaten convincingly. They played Melbourne a couple of times and got beaten convincingly. Last week was an opportunity for Manly to come out because if you look at their last 6 or 7 weeks, their run in was all against bottom sides, and they built a little bit of momentum and they got a little bit of confidence. They came up against a side in a semi-final and the chips were down, and they absolutely got torn apart by Melbourne. Then all of a sudden, and they played South early in the year, they got nowhere near South Sydney. And it's not so much about the scorelines, but the performances were poor by key players. Now, they came up against a side last night that's been decimated over the last 6 months, and the Roosters, and everyone knew what was going to happen. They're a good side when they haven't got a lot of resistance. But again, I can't believe Manly are one game away with the season they've had from playing in a grand final. I think their best apart.
I can't believe the Roosters were one game away given their season. I think the fact that this is kind of just such a season we've never then last year in the pandemic. It's I think the teams that have adapted best up in Queensland, and I think Manly are one of them. I think Manly, because there was a story about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago how the players don't see Des for the first two days of the week, and it's kind of a Des free zone because he's every time you see him wants to talk about footy. I just think it's this new competition, and I take exactly everything you say on board, Gerds, and it's a good point you make. And the bloke who asked last night about the top five teams was a good point as well. But this whole new competition now, like, I didn't expect South to beat Penrith last week.
No,
that came from nowhere. So I'm expecting the unexpected in these finals.
And the other thing I'm disappointed about, Tony, while we're there, is the fact that the two best teams, and you know, take away my alignment with Penrith.
Yep.
The two best teams in the competition can't play in the grand final after last week. And whether that's a system, and I don't want to go into the systems or whatever it may be, we're going to have South Sydney, who played brilliant against Penrith last week, and we're going to have Manly, who we just spoke about, one of those sides that have had periods throughout the year they've either been totally dominated by some of the better teams in the competition in the grand final. Now, we might get a grand final if these two teams go out at hammer and tong next week, that if Penrith and Melbourne and someone performs there or the Eels can push their way in, someone goes through on that side of the draw, could be a really lopsided grand final
as
well.
But you can't manufacture it so that the two best teams from the season play each other in the grand final.
If Penrith go out in straight sets or lose two of their three finals games, how are they one of the two best teams?
Well,
they're
consistently
out. They're
throughout the year, they've been, you know, the top two teams in the competition.
But they only finished, 2 points out of South on the competition ladder?
Understand.
It wasn't a lot.
Yeah, I understand. So, I'm just talking about consistently through the games throughout the year, win-loss.
Hmm.
Are you saying that Melbourne and Penrith weren't the two best teams in the competition?
I think if you take the whole season as a whole, and if Penrith get knocked out in the prelim or even get knocked out today, no, they're not one of the two best teams.
I actually think South have been the best team in the comp since they got beat by Penrith at 56-12. I think they've been, I don't know about the stats, but I think take that loss against Penrith out a couple of weeks ago, and I think they've been the team that I've looked at and go, ooh. And I put a line through them. I put a line through them once Latrell was suspended. I said, there's no way they can win the comp.
Yep.
There's no way I expected them to do what they did last week to Penrith.
1-3-3-5-3 if you're a Manly fan, you want to have a chat with Gerds.
I think Manly, you know, if Manly get through South next week,
yep,
and Penrith and Melbourne bash each other in the prelim. Yeah. Just say or Parramatta and Melbourne bash each other. Manly's a chance of winning. I wouldn't put a line through Manly. I think they could win the grand final. I mean, they've got, you know, Tommy has a big outing. Daly, I think Daly Cherry Evans is in unbelievable. Good, I think Daly's form has been overshadowed by Tommy, but I think Daly's
we'll
been
shortly.
Against
ridiculous.
Who, though? Playing who? In which games? Against Melbourne?
Well, I
now
mean,
you did, now you tell me about the form in which
didn't know his best game against Melbourne.
Yeah, that's
but no
right.
One did.
And then you tell me about their
well,
last.
I wouldn't
half,
say it was terrible.
You tell me about their last half a dozen games going into the finals and who they were against, and then not, tell me who's in great form.
But that's not what
and
it's
how
about,
relevant
Kurt.
That is. In
it's
the
about
finals.
Being your best at the pointy end of the
exactly.
year.
Exactly. Were they at their best last week against good opposition?
No, they weren't.
We'll walk through this side with me for the Roosters. Nothing against the Roosters. They've been outstanding all year. But walk through that and tell me that's a side that deserves to be playing for a prelim final.
We got smashed.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So it's, it doesn't
so
deserve
what
to
form
be
are you
one.
Taking into consideration when you tell me Manly can go on and win the comp?
Well, because they finished fourth.
They've been running in the country. They're not even in the city yet.
Oh!
What about the Titans? Well, the Titans are one game away from getting the second week of semis last week after winning 11 games all year. It's the different like fight your ass off to get to the finals and then it's all bets are off because once you get to the finals it's a whole different comp.
Yeah.
For those Manly fans who are disappointed with what you've come up and said, I should just even out because Gussie Wallen was here before and of course he's very very disappointed that the Roosters were beaten. He's a massive fan of that club.
Yeah.
And he was talking to Gerds and he was saying, well, you know, look, I'm happy with how they went. And Gerds basically said, no, they were really disappointed.
I thought they were, I think you got to separate their season, which has been amazing, and their performance last night. But I thought they were disappointing last night.
Couldn't you not see the exact moment Gus Wallen's heart broke while you were saying?
I apologise, Gussie. I apologise. But I think Robert, I think the Roosters fans would be. There was a lot of unforced errors in the early part of their game, and I think they're a better side than what they showed last
That's
night.
That's actually true.
I'm
I mean, they had repeat sets against them. They had Ikavalu got a penalty, which is a little bit dodgy, but they said they
was
started.
Dodgy. Yeah.
And it was all over. Tony's
the phone
called,
lines are loading up.
Tony's called. Up. No, the phones are lighting up. 1-3-3-5 for his number. Tony, g'day.
Yeah, g'day. What good? What are you smoking, mate? Seriously.
Come on, Tony. You think they're good? Are you a Manly fan, are you?
No, I go for South.
Okay, but you think... Yeah, okay, so... Are you talking about what I said about South? Because I didn't think I was too
You've
harsh.
You've given it about South merely, brother. Well. Watch out.
No, what I'm saying is... you're having a go at the game and how it's run through the final series, and that's what final series are about. It's about, and people say it's a completely different competition, which it is.
Yep.
And how can you diss what how well Souths are playing or how well Manly are playing? And I know the Roosters have had obviously been decimated with injuries and stuff, but it comes down to the very last game of the season.
No,
that's
mate,
what comes down to,
absolutely right. No, and I'm not dissing what South. I thought Souths were extraordinary last week. I thought they did a brilliant job, and they won. There was only probably a couple of ways that they had to play to win, and they certainly got that right. But my main issue is, you know, about. Good on Manly for being where they are, but I'm just not sure their form holds up at this point of the season to say all of a sudden that they're good things going into the finals.
Right, we'll take one more call because we do have Daly Cherry Evans.
He's one of the callers.
I hope he's waiting online listening. Mark, g'day.
G'day. Hi, Gertz. How are you going?
Hey, good, Mark. I see you from Narrabeen, mate.
Yeah, I'm outside Bunnings Narrabeen at the moment. I've got the Manly flags out.
Okay.
And if any Manly fan wants to come up to me and say Manly's going to win the grand final, they can have a free coffee.
I'll be up there in a couple of hours, mate, let me tell you.
No worries. I'll still be here.
Enjoy, mate. Enjoy the win.
I love it. Look, we may get back to plenty more calls. We are going to get to Daly Cherry Evans as well, and we are going to hear from Trent Robinson, the Roosters coach. So all of that pushed back a little bit because Ryan Girdler is off the leash.
Triple M, Saturday Scrum, the King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Massive game tonight. Of course, it is the Panthers taking on the Parramatta Eels. It is in beautiful Mackay in northern Queensland. You'll hear that in Triple M, as you would expect. We've been chatting about Manly and their performance. 42 points to 6 winners over the Roosters. They will now take on South Sydney on Friday night at Suncorp Stadium. Ryan Girdler has been, well, a little bit circumspect in his praise of Manly. I think that's a nice way
it's
to put it.
It's an understatement,
isn't it? Yeah. We've had several callers, several hundred thousand callers.
Most of Sydney.
We can take just a couple more. John, g'day.
Hey, boys. Good.
I'm a Bunnies supporter, mate. I reckon with your assistance, we can get the 69 grand final taken off the Tigers because they really shouldn't have even been on the field.
Fair point. Fair point, Joel. No, that's a decent point. Now, look, South, I mean, as you know, mate, they've had an up-and-down season. They've had those periods in the middle, but last week they earned their right, didn't they? They played pretty much full-strength Penrith outfit and got the job done. So good luck to them next week.
Can I have the Melbourne grand final where they beat St George taken off them as well? Because that was a little bit surprising. Bill, g'day.
Oh, g'day, fellas. I actually agree with Ryan Girdler.
Oh, hold the phone.
Manly.
Okay.
I can't believe the excitement over last night's game and the victory. Roosters were playing on fumes. Radley surely wasn't fully fit with that shoulder that he did last week. Tedesco was dead on his feet, still gave it 100%. That was a reserve grade team. That hooker, didn't he? Wasn't that his first game in 3 months or something?
It was something like that.
The hooker from last night?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get excited about it? That's the score it should have been. Mm. And South put a number on the Roosters a couple of weeks ago, and while Luttrell was in the sin bin.
Mm.
Wow.
So how do you think Manly's going to beat South?
Well, we get to find out next week, Bill, don't we?
All you've got is Ryan Girdler nodding here.
Yeah, he's loving it.
Loving it. All right, thank you, Bill. Look, thank you all for your calls.
Good on you, Bill.
We may revisit it a little bit later on. We're going to chat with Daly Cherry Evans very shortly. But we talked about the Roosters and what they'd been through this season to get where they did, which was, in the end, quite remarkable. Yeah. James Tedesco, his season has been phenomenal. Mm. He just threw his body at every problem again and again, and he was doing it again last night.
Granted, though, a bit, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah.
Teddy, you know, we talk about Tommy and how well he's going.
Yep.
He's the best fullback in the game, but we take for granted what Teddy does
yep.
week in, week out, and he's been an immense leader for that club this year.
Yeah, well, let's have a listen to what super coach Trent Robinson had to say about his team.
I just said to the guys in there, you know, it's obviously the craziest coaching year that I've had, just in all, you know, to retire absolute legends of the game, to see the injuries that we've had, and just see, you know, every game was a new combination and a new task. But the attitude of the guys to go about that was just incredible. Every week was, rightio, we can do this. And I just, you know, I said to them, we're a greater Roosters club than what we were at the start of 2021, now at the end of 2021. They've done our club proud, the way that they've gone about it, and we're a stronger club because of the way that they've acted this year and the way that they've gone about it. And I know that that hurt tonight, but I know that we're a better team because of the way that we handled ourselves this season. And I'm really, I'm just incredibly proud of staff and players that aren't playing and players that didn't think they were going to play and played 15 games. And so, yeah, that's the overwhelming feeling. Disappointment tonight, but absolute honour in the way that they've worn the jersey this year.
Slightly different media conference to Dez's, but there is Trent Robinson articulating quite beautifully what it meant for him and that club and how well those guys, in the face of adversity, have come through this season. And you can't do anything but agree with that, Reedy.
Yeah, I mean, they've been amazing. I think we've sung their praises on a weekly basis, haven't we? I mean, we've given them a rap for, you know, losing players hand over fist week after week. They lost another player and they turned up, and that shows the culture of that place. We talk about, you know, culture. I mean, when we talk about Melbourne, the Roosters, well, I think that's when we talk about culture, that's the definition of it. The way those guys, whenever you, doesn't matter who it is, there's an expectation when you play, you aim up, and they've done that most weeks.
Yeah, it was the next man up thing, wasn't it, MG? And they did it beautifully. In terms of setting them up for next year when they have all those bodies available to them?
Oh, they'll be top four next year. They'll be top four. I don't use the word heroic much in rugby league because there's so many other people outside of a sporting world that are heroic. But the Warriors last year, how they just had to up and leave their country and basically come over here and live out of a suitcase. And this Roosters team this year, I can't speak highly enough of them. They blooded nine rookies. They had retirements, injuries, suspensions, and all to key players. I think about nine players all up, their seasons were cut short by, you know, major injury or retirement. What they did was unbelievable. I can't believe they got how far they did. They got through by the skin of their teeth last week against the Titans in their last play, and maybe that was the time for them to bow out, and maybe the Titans might have put up a bit of a better effort than they did last night against Manly. But what they've done, I've got to echo what Trent Robinson said. It's just one of them seasons where you just shake your head all the time when the Roosters kept coming back and back and back, and they're the walking zombies of the NRL. They just wouldn't lay down, and that's culture for you. Yep. If anyone wants to look at culture and say that, you know, rugby league is, you know, compare that to a lot of clubs that are down the bottom of they've used 35 players or something this year. It's the last time I used 32 players, they got the wooden spoon. So
wow.
Yeah, everything you said about Teddy before, I echo as well. I think that he'll be captain, Dallium captain of the year, and I think Trent Robbins will be the Dallium coach of the year.
All right. Well, we very special guest right here, right now. When you're a kid, obviously, playing footy, you have your dream, and if you grow up in somewhere like beautiful Mackay in Queensland, I guess the initial dream may be to head off and play footy at the great stadiums around the world. I guess the second part of that dream then is once that has it been achieved is to come back and play as the superstar and perform on your old home ground. That's exactly what Daly Cherry Evans did, and he joins us now. G'day, mate. Congratulations.
Hey, lads. How are we?
I'm very, very well. I love listening to you talking on Nine, I think it was last night at the end of the game, and you mentioned Joey. You talked about that being at your home ground. It was terrific.
Yeah, it is. Rugby league's a big part of Queensland, and I know my journey through growing up was watching the NRL players come to town and get an inspiration from that. And, you know, I had that little funny encounter with Joey when the Knights played the Cowboys in a trial match. So, yeah, Mackay played a huge part in my sort of footy career, and it was so cool to get back there last night and play a finals game there.
Hey, Daly, congrats on the win last night. Different sort of opposition than what you faced last week and what you'll face next week. What do you take out of last night's performance?
Yeah, it was, mate. You can only play what's in front of you, though, and I felt like we made the right adjustments from the week before, and we probably learned some really hard lessons against Melbourne, but I think we made those adjustments and played a really good style of footy against the Chooks last night, but they were a different team compared to the team that we played in round one, and I'd like to think we'd grown as a team as well. So, like I said, we could only play what was out there. And with that, I felt like we took a step in the right direction.
Daly, you probably started slow against Melbourne, but you started fast last night. Was that spoken about, the need to you know, get at them early and try and blow them off the park, I guess?
Yeah, look, you're right that we definitely wanted to start well. We weren't intent on making the scoreline, you know, like, ridiculous, you know, blowout sort of scenario, but we definitely wanted to start well, and we just wanted to be in a game, whether it was nil all or six all or 12 all after half time, you know, and know that we're in a good contest. And I think we played that style of footy, and even though we probably jagged a few more tries than we set out for, it was nice to try and, I guess, set up and build a game for once and not play from behind.
DCE, this week I think your coach, your mentor Desi, opted for the siege mentality type status, didn't speak to any of the media. No, the players did. What was he like this week? Obviously, last week against Melbourne, that burnt. Was he more intense this week at video sessions and training sessions?
At the start of the week, he certainly let us know that what we performed, the way we performed against Melbourne, wasn't good enough, and that's understandable. Like I sort of said before, was, you know, losses like that can make or break you, and I feel like it's made us, and we learned some really hard lessons, and you know, Desi sort of made it pretty clear on what we needed to work on, and I don't think he was too crazy for the week. I think he just went to what works best for him, and that was making sure that he's preparing us well and getting those, you know, getting the best out of everyone.
Daly, just before Des went to the media conference, did he turn to the playing group in the dressing room and say, "Does my hair look right?" And everybody went, "Yes, that is perfect."
He does not have to ask because he knows where his hair's sitting at all moments.
Well, he must have walked down a wind tunnel.
It was something about Mary we were saying earlier. It was brilliant.
Hey, DCE, it was obviously a lot of chat about your performance and Tommy's, but Jake just seemed to find his touch again. His rhythm last night, he's had a sort of an up-and-down season, but, his performance was excellent last night.
Yeah, look, you know, I understand that, you know, it's, you know, you got your guys' job to talk about, you know, who performed and who didn't perform and all that sort of stuff. But I know as a team, we just went out there that understanding it wasn't about who was going to get the rewards or who was going to get the credit. It was about all of us doing our job and making sure that we'll put ourselves in a position to win the game. And You know, understandably, Tommy gets those accolades because of the form he's in, but there's a lot of people that have played a lot of thankless footy this year for us, and I think last night was, you know, Jake's finally got some credit for the footy he played, and he was outstanding last night. Him and the rest of the forward pack really laid that platform for us to, you know, to do our thing out wider.
Dally, cast your mind forward, right? What you're up against Wayne and South this week, and you've had a bit to do with Wayne over the years. I mean, you've been coached by him in Origin. Him and Dez, are there any similarities? Do you imagine they'll play off against each other in the media this week? How do you think that'll go?
I can't imagine Dez wanting too much fanfare around him or Wayne. You know, one thing they do have in common is that they love the game and they want the game, you know, played within the best interest of the players, and they care about their players. So I don't think they want too much attention on themselves. It's just not the sort of people they are, but they love their footy, they love their players, and they show it in different ways, and I guess they communicate in different ways, but I think they've both shown that they can be effective, and I've enjoyed playing under both styles, and you know, hopefully Desi's style gets us over the line this week.
Just back to Mackay for a sec, DCE. Like, come on, the start of the season, imagine forecasting that we'd play two elimination finals in Mackay, a town of 82,000 people, the Sugar Town, where notable residents are Benny Barber and yourself and Dane Gagai, Jeff Hugel, Jody Gordon, Kathy Freeman.
Wow.
This, I mean, in 20 or 30 years' time, the locals of Mackay are going to sit back and go, can you believe that we had the two best games in the NRL right here on our doorstep? How are they going to be?
It's cool. I could sense it in the atmosphere, you know, at the game, you know, like they were just, everyone was so grateful to have that level of footy played in you know, a country town.
Mm.
I said at the start of the show, you know, like Queenslanders do love their rugby league, and certainly the further north you go, the more they're into it. So, you know, Mackay was just buzzing, and, you know, it wasn't a whole heap of numbers there, but I can tell you, you know, it felt like a really good sort of atmosphere, and I know a lot of people up there will be talking about this for a long time, and I'm proud to have played a little part in that.
What was also nice to watch is that the great respect between the two sides and for that man, Josh Morris, walking off a footy field for the last time.
Yeah. Moz has been one of the best centres in the game for such a long time, and, you know, the try-scoring record and the defensive centre, like, it's just amazing the career he's put together, and it was really cool to, you know, I guess, play a part in his last game and to send him off. I think everyone really respected the career he's had, and we were more than happy to give him that sort of, you know, small gesture on the way off. But he's had a hell of a career, and it's really cool to have played alongside of him at different stages.
Where do you think Desi's focus will be this week coming up against South? Where are they dangerous? Where are they a little bit vulnerable?
Look, I definitely think we're going to, like, naturally, Desi coach sides, we are going to, you know, do a bit of video on them and prepare on for what's coming. But I think one thing we learned is not putting too much attention into the opposition. We've got to make sure we get ourselves right, fellas. And we've probably got a little bit caught up in worrying too much about them that first week of finals. And this week we really did just knuckle down on what we wanted to do and the style of footy we wanted to play. And we believe that's going to be enough to, you know, to go to another level and challenge South. So, their left edge is obviously something that we'll watch this week, but I honestly think the best thing we can do is focus on us this week. It's so important.
Mm. Dally, I assume you've got the wife and kids up there. How do you spend today? And are you missing the God's country, the Northern Beaches?
I definitely am missing Sydney. You know, regardless of the situation they're in, I do miss home. That has become home for me, and I feel, you know, a little bit bad for the situation that it's been put through, and I guess that's what makes it easier to appreciate where we are up here. But yeah, today I'm lucky enough to be by the pool with the kids and spent some family time. But you know, tomorrow we're back into it, mate. We won't have a Sunday off, that's for sure. We'll get into it tomorrow.
Yeah, and you want to keep that being away from Sydney for a couple of weeks yet, don't you, to get through to that grand final. Dally, yeah. Congratulations on a great effort, terrific game of footy for yourself and your team last night.
Yep, cheers, lads. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is, Manly captain Dally Cherry-Evans. Plenty ahead, going to look towards this Panthers-Parramatta game. Focus on the Panthers next, plus the quiz, all coming up Saturday Scrum.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
MG Gerds, Reedy, Tony with you on this Saturday afternoon. Plenty to get to. Panthers and Parramatta. That is the huge game of rugby league this evening. The winner, winner going on to take on Melbourne Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock next week, after that game was moved quite wisely from the evening so it doesn't clash with the AFL Grand Final. We'll get to all of that in a moment. I think we will break this up. Let's just focus first on the Panthers and what the keys are for them moving into tonight's game. Who wants to kick me off? MG?
Sure. I think that after last weekend's game, they'll be smarting. They welcome back Dylan Edwards, who, even though Stephen Crichton was probably Penrith best against South Sydney, I still think Dylan Edwards offers that form of relaxation for the outside backs, and he talks a lot, he backs up a lot, and that allows Crichton to go back to the wing and have like a bit of a roaming position. Brian To'o, massive out. He starts most of the sets off, and looking back on his game last week against South, it kind of makes sense that he probably played with an injury. He come back in 4 weeks from that ankle surgery, supposed to be 6 to 7 weeks, so he should be right next week if they beat Parramatta. Moses Liotta, I think they missed him last week. We had a few players, when I say we, Penrith. James Fisher-Harris had a quiet game. Nathan Cleary had a quiet game. Jerome Luai. These guys don't usually have two quiet games in a row. And I think they're dealing with kind of an anomaly this year where State of Origin, whilst being fantastic for the seven who made both teams, the rigours of that six-week frenzy may have caught up with them a bit. And I think last week we saw a kind of very flat rugby league team. And hindsight is a wonderful thing. But coincidentally, the three teams who prevailed all rested their players the week before: Parramatta, Melbourne, and South Sydney. So, look, they were desperate to get through to that next round to have a rest. The fact that they haven't, they've got to put all their eggs in one basket tonight. And they're playing against a team in one, I will get to them later, Parramatta, who have come awake at the right end of the season. So Penrith have got to be on their best tonight to win this game. They've got to get back to the processes, kick the ball down. Nathan Cleary's kicking game has got to be on point. Don't worry about the blokes who are going to chase you down. You're going to have blokes with these blocking rules that are all of a sudden being introduced to the game in a week. They'll disappear tonight, so you'll get the kicks away. And I just think it's going to be one of them really tough games. These guys, take out that game 2 or 3 weeks ago when Parramatta rested all their players. In the last 4 or 5 years, it's always been relatively close. I think we'll see another low-scoring game, and you know, like 14-12 or something like that. It's going to be an arm wrestle.
I think Dylan Edwards is a huge in for Penrith. Yep. I just think they're a more balanced team when Dylan Edwards plays. Takes a bit of heat off everyone else. Steve Crichton obviously goes back to the wing. I just think they're a better team, and I think he's a really underrated player, Dylan Edwards. I think for a long time I wasn't convinced that he was an elite fullback, but I think he's becoming one, and I think it shows when he doesn't play the impact it has on Penrith. I think they genuinely miss him when he's not in that side. The other key for them, I think, is Jerome Luai. I mean, he's acknowledged his form has been down since Origin. You look at the stats, the drop-off in his stats since Origin are ridiculous. And during that period when Nathan was out, I mean, he's put his hand up and said, look, I didn't play my game. I tried to become more like Nathan. That's not the way I play the game. And I think he's almost, I wouldn't say he's forgotten his game, but
he's overthinking it, really.
Yeah, he is, yeah. And he was during that period. And I think, you know, he needs to rediscover himself.
They need to go back to just playing some football. I think it's all just become a little bit too much for them. You know, the pressure of the last couple of years. MG spoke about the Origin. There's a little bit of fatigue brought into that. To me, last week they looked like a tired but also a nervous team that just couldn't find their rhythm, because I think whether it's a combination of expectation, you've got guys now playing in sort of little, you know, different positions. We haven't got kick out, and those combinations on the left that have been so damaging over the last couple of years. Kick out now starting from the bench. So The decks have been shuffled just a little bit, and they haven't handled it. It'll be interesting to see whether they go back to those formulas that have been working for them over the last couple of seasons. But, yeah, I think with Luai, it's just about understanding that he's at his best when he goes out and he hasn't got any – he's not thinking – he doesn't need – when you play with a guy like Nathan Cleary, you don't need to think about your game. You need to go out there and instinctively just do what comes natural. And
yeah, react.
And last week he was just everything he tried to do, you could see that, you know, he put pressure on himself and therefore he couldn't execute the way that he normally does. So yeah, he just needs to get back to going out and have a little bit of fun.
I think you can all see they're feeling the pressure there. I mean, Ivan, in his press conference on, it was yesterday, I think, was quite short and prickly in the morning when he got asked about last week and the events of last week. Mm. So I think you can see they're all feeling the pinch a little bit. It'll be really interesting to see how they come out tonight.
Yeah, I think there seems to be kind of more pressure, bizarrely, in this game tonight, even than last night, given that last night there was an expectation really that both teams had maybe slightly overachieved in their season. So, you know, the loss was, you know, obviously going to be bad for them. But this one, the pressure on, there is an expectation that these two teams, certainly with Penrith, shouldn't be finishing this weekend. They should be going on further. So that brings its own pressure.
Yeah, too right.
All right. It's going to be a great game of rugby league. Of course, you will hear it right here. The quiz is next, the Saturday Scrum.
The Triple M Saturday Scrum for King G. Triple M rocks footy.
Reedy, I know you're concentrating on the article you're writing at the moment, but just if you wouldn't mind updating me, what's the story with Billy Slater? Has he accepted? Is he still considering the Queensland coach's offer?
I think they're still talking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think he obviously wants to do it, and I think they want him to do it. So I think that they'll strike an agreement at some point, but the negotiations are still ongoing.
And I know that the Peter Vlandis has ruled out Mal Meninga being involved as that, in that mentor spot, but Wayne Bennett would be okay to do it if he were, you know.
And my understanding is Wayne would be interested in doing it, but it'll come down to what Billy wants, I think. Whether Billy, obviously, once they finalise a deal with Billy, I'd say they'll firm that up with Billy and decide what direction Billy wants to go in. But they don't have a lot of options. I mean, beyond Mal and Wayne, who do you go to?
Indeed. All right. Well, given that, think of this.
Welcome to Tony's Spotting Quiz.
Yes, may I add my welcome to that of the voiceover guy, and welcome to the quiz. The subject of today's quiz, Billy Slater.
Oh, Billy.
Are we ready? We must use your names as your buzzers. And away we go now. Question number one, where was Billy born?
Reedy.
Yes, Reedy.
Innisfail.
No, he wasn't born in Innisfail. He was born in Nambour.
Mm.
What footy team did Billy support as a kid?
Gerds.
Yes, Gerds.
The Nambour Knights.
I'm talking NRL team here.
I'm going to say I'm going to go with the Roosters.
Why wouldn't you go somewhere in North Queensland like the Cowboys?
Broncos.
It was the Cowboys. As a young man, he worked in Sydney as a roustabout for who?
MG.
Gerds.
MG.
Gay Waterhouse.
Wislett was touch and go, Reedy, whether you got him first.
That was a dudding.
Billy scored 190 NRL tries. Where does that put him on the all-time list?
Ah, good one. Gerds.
Yes, Gerds.
Up the top.
How close?
Three.
To the top? It's actually second behind Ken Irvine, who's on 212. How many grand finals did Billy play? Yes, Reedy. You can count them up on your fingers. You need more than one hand. Seven, nine, as a hint.
I'm going to go with six. Seven.
Seven is correct. Six was incorrect. What position did he play on Origin debut in 2004? Reedy, when
he played in the wing.
He did play in the wing. Yeah. What has this music got to do with Billy? We came before sunrise, so
king of the first sight. MG.
Yes, MG.
His brother's lead singer.
No, it's the theme of Australia's greatest athletes.
Oh, wow. Did he win that?
He won twice. He won the two years, and then the third year he was injured, so he had to have the role as a co-commentator.
Can I give you a little side story to that?
Oh, yeah, go
I spoke to Kevin Sheedy during the week, and he was saying that, I can't remember who he was talking to, but it was another coach in the AFL, and they said early on in Billy's career, apparently this coach said to Kevin Sheedy, you've got to come and watch this bloke play. He said he could play any sport. If he wanted to play AFL, he said he could play AFL with killer. I can't remember who the coach was now.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Good story.
Yeah. Yeah, good story. I'm glad we stopped the quiz for that.
Right. No, that was a fascinating anecdote.
Go back to writing your dossier, brother.
Yeah. Fascinating anecdote. Billy. Yeah.
I've got a story.
I hope you've got a story. Just buzz in if you've got a better story than the quiz, okay? Billy was suspended for 7 games in 2006 for doing what to John Skandalis?
Knees to the back.
Kicking knees. Yes, good boy.
Knees to the head.
Yep. Who did Billy throw a pass to that led?
Oh.
Yes,
Legere. Oh,
it's a wide open field you've got now.
Yes. I'm going to say Stephen Bell.
Benji. Was it Benji?
Oh, bang.
Oh, really?
The question was, who did Billy throw a pass to that led to a try and help decide the 2008 World Cup final? Benji Marshall. Yeah. And finally, in 2018, Billy played in just 2 Origin games in a series won by New South Wales, yet...
He won the Wally Lewis medal.
Yes. Well, nice quiz. Quiz.
The story really topped it off, though, I felt.
Really added something.
The anecdote absolutely nailed it. More of that kind of comedy from Reedy's Mail. That's coming up.
Comedy? Oh, this is unbelievable.
Just go back to your typing, will you? Yeah, right. Jai Arrow also joined us. Plus, how sexy is Penrith?
Very.
Triple M's Saturday Scrum for King G. Pushing the limits in comfort, technology and design. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.